بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. The chapter we completed was known as the chapter of Babu Satr, how a person should cover himself in Salah. The lessons that were learned was that Allah Tabarak Ta'ala has made Salah is the bunyad, foundation. It is through Salah that a man learns how to live his life out of Salah. That is why it's made 5 times a day. So always wherever there's any dirt, wherever there's any dust, then the Salah again brings it right. That's on condition that the Salah is right. Because the Salah's job is, when a person has a bow, and for him to get the arrow on the target, he has to make sure that the bow is tight. If the bow is not tight, that arrow is not going to go where it needs. So every now and then he has to pull on that. He has to pull and tighten the string. Salah was supposed to be that way, everything becomes tight again. So that when he goes out of Salah, wherever he fires his arrow, he's hitting target. However, if the time of tightening the arrow, the bow, the string of the bow, at that time he's weak itself. So he goes to tighten it. But during the tightening, he's not really doing a job which is called properly tightening. From the beginning we mentioned when Salah is made, then there's a need for a person to be a little stiff, little tight. In every posture he must like hold himself. His job is to be able to pull a little bit. So the chapter of Satr came, that in Salah you're not just going to read Salah anyhow. You will read Salah covered in the manner that Almighty Allah wants you to be covered in. During that Salah, there's no fitna. So that woman is all alone in her room. She can easily say that no one is looking at me now. Why must I cover my hair? And for Almighty Allah, I mean, there's no need to cover. Because Almighty Allah, clothing and no clothing is the same. But when she puts on that clothing, it's to say that my Allah likes to see me in this condition. It creates a level of haya in a person which we mentioned finally goes higher, higher, higher. And a person can one day reach the level where even out of Salah that person cannot stay with the Satr exposed. Because he will say in front of my Allah, there's no need at the moment, there's no wife in front, there's no slave girl in front, I'm not going for istinja. Why just lie here naked? Where there was no Salah in a person's life, slowly, slowly clothing started falling away. He became more loose in the house. And the little that he had even became less. And what the world is, we see it around, it went into total nakedness. And even in front of a person's children, a man is not shy. And when the reality of Salah came, then when in Salah he worried so much, it was late at night, he woke up for tahajjud. He could have just read Salah in his normal pyjamas. But then he thought that my Allah doesn't like me in this condition. So he brought some other clothing on top of it. When Salah pushed him so high for Satr, then out of Salah also a level came in him of called Haya, that I don't just walk around as I want. The next chapter after Babu Satr is Babu Sutra. The chapter of Sutra was really to show that a person when performing Salah, if there is ever a need and he has to perform Salah in a place where there is a possibility of people passing, then that's how we learn it in the books of fiqh, Babu Sutra. That you put something in front, you face it and the work is done. However, in the chapter of Ahadith, the word Sutra and the explanation given is not just a fiqhi masala. That if a sutra is put in front, people can pass on the other side, no problem. There was great wisdom behind this issue of sutra. Just like how in Satr it was to teach a person that in Salah, how Allah loves to see you completely covered. How the men must be covered and how Allah likes to see the woman covered. A woman who reads a good Salah, it becomes very easy for her to get tawfiq to come into parda. Because whenever she's in front of Allah, she's covering. She can't say, it's very tight in here, it's very hot in here, covering my hair is very hard. She knows whenever I want to go in front of my Allah, I'm doing it. That woman before her Salah, she makes sure one hair strand is not open. That teachers are out of salah also, make sure nothing is open, men are going to be around. Sutra was going to teach the same lesson. In a masjid there's also a sutra. Although when we do it in the books of fiqh, we normally think sutra means one stick, which I put in front. And I read salah facing the stick. But sutra means any barrier. In the masjid, the first sutra was going to be the walls of the masjid. Or the pillars of the masjid. Or a chair. What was the purpose of sutra? We will read first a few ahadiths and then we will explain some wisdoms behind it. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anh says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went out to the musalla. Now this was not in the masjid, they were going to perform salah outside. وَالْعَنَزَةُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ تُحْمَلْ Someone was carrying the stick that was used as a sutra in front. وَتُنْصَبُ بِالْمُصَلَّى بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ And then the stick was going to be erected in front of him, not directly in front, slightly to the right, slightly to the left. And he would now perform salah towards it. More detail, a sahabi Abu Juhayfa radiallahu anh says, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah Mukarramah. The tent that he had was made out of skin, red skin. I saw Bilal radiallahu an akhadha wadu'a Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made wudu. And it is either the leftover water after the wudu, or perhaps Bilal radiallahu an gathered some of the water that fell when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made wudu. Both of it is possible, and perhaps both waters. The water not used together with the water that fell from his blessed body. He said, as Bilal radiallahu an left, وَرَأَيْتُ النَّاسَ يَبْتَدِرُونَ ذَٰلِكَ الْوَضُوءُ Then I saw the people rushing towards that waters. فَمَنْ أَصَابَ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا تَمَسَّحَ بِهِ Whoever was able to get any of that water, he took it and he began rubbing it over his face. تَمَسَّحَ بِهِ وَمَنْ لَمْ يُصِبْ مِنْهُ Whoever was unable to get off that blessed water, أَخَذَ مِنْ بَلَلِ يَدِي صَاحِبِهِ And if his companion had managed to get, then the hand of the companion was wet, he was putting his hand on that man's hand. And he said, if I can't get what we call half a loaf is better than none. So much they had azmat of the water of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثُمَّ رَأَيْتُ بِلَالًا أَخَذَ عَنَزَةً فَرَكَزَهَا Then Bilal radiallahu anhu erected the stick. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out. He was wearing a garment which was red, which they mentioned means there were stripes of red on it. Mushammiran, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was hastening towards the musalla. So you normally lift up your lower garment, so it makes it easier for you to walk fast. So lifting up the lower garment, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked quickly to the musalla. Salla ila al-anaza, and he performed salah towards the stick. وَرَأَيْتُ النَّاسَ وَالدَّوَابِ يَمُرُّونَ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ الْعَنَزَ I saw people, animals, they were passing. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued performing his salah. Sometimes Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when there was no stick, the Nafi' narrates from Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu an, that there were occasions where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam needed to perform the salah. He had his animal. He would get off the animal would be tied, and then they would just turn the animal. So the animal itself would now become like a wall, it would be the sutra. A sahabi radiallahu anhu says, but what at that time if the animals needed to go graze? He says, if it was grazing time for the animals, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to perform his salah, then he would just take off the place on which the people sit on the animal. And the part which comes normally on which the back is supported, that is known as the akhira of the rahal, the back part, the back support. He says Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would place that in front of him. That would be his sutra, he would perform salah behind it, in front of it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then gave a ruling regarding this. He said, when anyone places in front of him something like the back of the sitting place of the saddle, then let him perform salah now. وَلَا يُبَالِ مَنْ مَرَّ. And this is the main part which we will then explain. وَلَا يُبَالِ مَنْ مَرَّ وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ. Beyond that sutra, he should not bother at all what's happening. He has already erected his stick. He has put his animal. He has put the back part. He can put anything. But now that he has erected something, what's happening beyond that, he must not bother. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a lot of emphasis on the sutra. And then he also said, when someone now establishes his sutra, oh people, stay out of it. Now if you want to pass, pass on the other side. Now don't spoil between him and his Allah. And he even mentioned, if now someone tries to come in your gap, then stop that person. And he said, and if he still persists, he's not understanding, then he said, you even got a right to fight with that person. That this is my space with my Allah. You want to do your life, you carry on that side. Why must you go into this gap? He said, فَإِنَّهُ شَيْطَانٌ. If a man notices that you have created your space between you and your Allah, and he still wants to walk in that space, he said, this man is like a devil. Now the hikmats, the wisdoms that comes out of the sutra. As we mentioned, salah teaches man the usools of life. The usool of life is that many things are going to happen around us. In front, on our sides, behind. And in every era, people will say that times make it very difficult to focus. Whether it's things happening on the internet, happening on the phone, politics, fights, arguments, family issues, fitan, immodesty, nudity, drugs, and the fitan will never ever stop. But all of that fitan, it can either be on our sides or it's in front. Wherever it is, man has the ability to establish his own sutra. He can be able to put even a single stick, and this is what the chapter teaches. Me and you want that the fitna must disappear, and then I will be able to focus on my Allah. The chapter of sutra in salah was to say, that see your eye, which they mentioned that the salah of a person of khushu, his eye will drop in salah and it will reach where the person makes sajda. He says that is his space. He says so much his eye must be that if someone walks in front of that there, that person must not fall within his gaze. Because why is his eye lifting up? This was to teach us out of salah also. We have to be able to find our own space with Almighty Allah. If a single stick is sufficient, and then there's an animal moving past, and a woman moving past, and small children moving past, and Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, what does it bother you? Wala yubali. You must not bother at all what's happening in front. In front of you is your sutra. In the 2 rakats, 4 rakats of salah, and me and you, as we mentioned, we normally think of sutra out of the masjid. Every masjid is also having a sutra for every person. The wall of the masjid is known as the first sutra. By the Kaaba, the wall of the Kaaba is known as a sutra. When a man walks in the masjid, if he's in the first saf, that's his sutra. And that is why between that first, the wall, and me, people mustn't walk now. I have established the wall. You want to walk, you walk behind me. If a man is not in the first saf, then obviously the back of somebody else will be his sutra. That man has now become that I am performing salah to this man. You want to walk, you walk around this man. He finds a pillar, he finds a chair, he finds anything in the masjid. What is the purpose? Normally me and you think the purpose is to tell everyone else that see, don't spoil my salah. Rather the purpose is to tell ourselves that the world cannot spoil my connection with Allah. But if I don't establish my own sutra, then I am to blame nobody else. For which reason ulama mention, if a man starts performing salah somewhere, and he never put up a sutra, and then people walk past, he doesn't have a right to fight with that person. Because now here he himself was negligent. That why didn't you establish your space still?
out of salah, we want that Almighty Allah must be within our lives. But we always say everything is working too fast. And there's too many distractions. The chapter of Sutra was to say that there is no such thing called a distraction. You will be able to put up your barrier wherever you want. Your eye just has to drop as the man of khushu. And then man doesn't have to say, but the woman are walking around naked. It will be said, where is she? Is she in that place between you and the place of sajda? I don't think she's coming so close. So if your eye drops, the most you're going to see is there. Why are you looking further? It means in salah, you're not practicing of getting your eye in the right place. You're looking around, you're looking at the clock, you're looking further. So out of salah also, your eye will always carry on going until it touches someone's body and it starts then looking. Then the man says, how they dressed? You said, how you looked? Why did you look? So sutra was to say that it's very easy to establish our space with Almighty Allah. Then walk, what happens beyond that space? Yes, the world is then told that if you ever find now someone trying to now spoil, after you have established between you and your Allah, this is my space with my Allah, in salah and out of salah. If you now ever find, one is the man was told, whenever you see a person trying to be with his Allah, normally it will be in salah. Again, it was to teach us that same thing out of salah. If I walk in the masjid and I see an individual performing salah to a chair, it means that this person is engaged with his Allah. I must not spoil it. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, لو يعلم المار بين يدي المصلي. A man who wants to puff pass in front of a musalli, if he only knew ماذا عليه, that what will be the sin that will fall on him, or what will be his position with Allah, that this man was busy with his Allah, and you now wanted to come right into his private space. He said, for him to remain for 40 years and say, but I won't pass there, would have been much better for him than passing. And we normally do it to a certain extent. We see the man and we say, don't interfere, he's busy with his Allah. This was to teach man out of salah also. That in salah, just by me passing and taking away the attention of this individual who tried to get his mind focused on his Allah, just by me passing and his attention went away, I never do anything else. I never spoke to him. I never told him, come out of salah. I never told him, let's go to the party. I never said anything to him. I just walked. Even if it was by mistake, the narration said, if you only knew what's going to fall on you, how you spoil this man's salah. So much of ihtimam then we make. Don't walk in front of someone. That was to teach now the rest of the people. Just like how in salah, Almighty Allah does not like that one person is trying to make his relationship with Allah, and me and you become a barrier. And we tell him, don't be so pious, like, take it easy. Just like that, out of salah. If an individual is really trying to make his ta'alluq with Almighty Allah, and he's trying to create his own space with Almighty Allah, then people around sometimes feel that you overdoing it, you like. Take it easy. That man is also trying to walk between him and his sutra. That man was told, you live your life, carry on living your life. This individual doesn't want to be there, let him do what he wants. You want to walk, you walk around his sutra. And you carry on in your life, going where you want, doing what you want. But don't come and spoil this man's ta'alluq with Almighty Allah. Because if you could only know what will be on you, you would have said, rather 40 years, I rather have stood in one place. I should not have spoiled his ta'alluq. So from the chapter of sutra, two things I learned. One is, when we complain about halat and conditions, it's because we never learned how to establish a sutra. When that sutra is put in front of us, then that wording of the hadith, wala yubali, after this he must not bother who's walking beyond that. Meaning what halat are happening in the world, fitan, destruction, problems. That individual must say, my sutra has taken me away from the world. I am now focused on my Allah and I will continue doing. people who learned this, Sahaba radiallahu anhu's first mission into the lands of the Romans. They said that fitan, the fitan of woman has destroyed the nations of the past, it will destroy the nations of the future. They said to the woman, stand on the lines. And any man wants to look at you, wants to touch you, wants to talk to you, don't ever like say, actually put yourself front. And Sahaba radiallahu anhu had to go up and down because they were having meetings with the governor at that time. The battle hadn't started. The Muslim reader just read, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. It was more than sufficient. Say to believers, are you able to drop your gaze? More than sufficient. They made the journey so many times. That the leader then called those women and said, did I not tell you all that let them interfere with you all? They said there was no difference between stone and us. Meaning they never looked. They never looked. He said, what are they? Not men. But they were men. But they had learned already that if you want to create your own space with Almighty Allah, no one can spoil that space. And if someone then comes right up to you and says, look at me, then nicely with adab first you are told, then move the person away. Move the person. And he says, if the person persists, فَلْيُقَاتِلْ, then you are even allowed to fight with that person. That I never came up to you, why you are spoiling it with me? But the story or the excuse that people make today, times are very hard. It is because we have never practiced with the sutra. So now when we come to the masjid, everyone must look, where's my sutra? And once we establish, the main sutra is where my eye falls on the place of sajda. That is my sutra. Meaning my cage comes up there. Normally be after that will be the musalli's back. Because another musalli will be reading his salah there. I won't come and read where there's no one. Otherwise I will come and between me and the wall of the masjid, there'll be nothing. But otherwise wherever I come, there'll be a musalli. I'll be in the next saf, but where my eye falls, is the place of sajda. And I will say, this is my end, like the, my zone. And I must learn in the zone of mine. I must not see what the man in front of me is reading, doing, where he is moving, where he is looking. My eye must not go to the right. My eye must not go to the left. This is my place. If I can practice it in salah, then as soon as I go out of salah, my body will be tuned. I don't turn towards the right. I don't turn towards the left. Naturally, my eye just goes down and I'm always walking wherever I'm walking and my sutra is in front of me. May Allah Tabarakallah bless us all that we can enjoy the space. Another unique thing that we get out of this is how close then man comes to Almighty Allah. Because as we're saying that your sutra is where the eye falls. So it means your space with Almighty Allah is one musalla. That's it. In that one musalla, it is you and your Allah in salah and out of salah. That wherever I am, when a man says that worship Allah as though you can see him. So the person says, so where must I see him? Say, right in front. Right in front. You're not going to look far. Right in front. Because that's your space. In that space, the devil will not come so close. His fitan will stay at a distance and he wants you to look beyond your sutra. Allah Tabarakala grant us tawfiq. We find our space with Almighty Allah and we enjoy that closeness with Almighty Allah. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Inshallah, now we will continue next year, inshallah, after Ramadan. This is the end of the chapter of Babu Sutra. And may Allah tabarak ta'ala bless us with the ability to perform a unique salah and with the ability to live our life out of salah as though we are reading a perfect salah. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.